As part of the West Virginia Focus magazine's Turn This Town Around project, experts with the West Virginia Community Development Hub are helping Matewan focus, pursue, and execute plans to revitalize the town. Donna Mae Paterino lives in nearby Kentucky, but has organized the Matewan reenactment for the past 14 years. She, like so many involved in the project, think that heritage will play a key role in the revitalization efforts.
I didn't know what happened in Matewan in 1920. And we sure didn't talk about the Hatfield-McCoy feud because of the stereotype that it brought to this area through the media. Well, it's so important once you start researching the events of 1920 and in the early 1900s with the mining industry. It's so important that we teach our children today because they don't realize that they couldn't go down to Walmart and buy their favorite video game in 1920. They have no idea what it would have been like to live on company-owned property and have to shop at the company grocery store, go to the company doctor, go to the company school, and I feel like they need to know.
In the spring of 1920, this area along the Tug River in West Virginia and Kentucky was the front lines in the battle between the coal operators and United Mine Workers of America.
Two men dressed in suits reminiscent of the 1920s begin the Battle of Matewan reenactment by describing the significance of events at the time.
Or against it. I decided to go with the Union. And in these parts, Sid Hatfield was the Union.
A crowd of about 100 visitors sit and stand under white canopies as they watch and listen to the reenactment. It's unlikely that they found Matewan by mistake. The roads that lead to the small town with a population of less than 500 are riddled with switchbacks as they weave their way up the edge of the mountains, far off the beaten path. The town sits at the foot of towering mountains in the Tug River Valley, so flooding has historically been an issue. So much, in fact, that the late Senator Robert C. Byrd secured federal money to construct a flood wall more than 2,000 feet long, varying in height between 6 and 29 feet above ground. The wall was completed in 1997. While residents claim it worked to protect the town from high water, Paterino says it's kept more than floodwaters out.
Off the beaten path, and people were afraid to come across those railroad tracks and come into town to shop at our businesses. And that's why we've got to focus on our history. That's bringing people here. That's why we've got to do all we can to turn this town around.
The geographic challenges are being addressed in part with the King Coal Highway, an incomplete road that runs close to Matewan. It's an example of public-private partnerships that allow coal companies to mine coal and leave roadbeds for paving. But that's not the only challenge for Matewan. As I traveled along those mountainous roads, I couldn't help but notice the massive, beautiful homes, often with underground pools and slides, sitting near the single-wide mobile homes. More than 30% of residents in Mingo County live below the poverty level, almost double the rate for West Virginia's at nearly 18% poverty rate from 2008 to 2012, according to the U.S. Census Bureau.
This looks like the town that time forgot. That was my first impression. But, you know, I've been here just a couple hours now only, but, you know, the people here are so warm and welcoming.
Claire Webb is an 8th grade West Virginia history teacher at Wildwood Elementary School in Jefferson County. She's visiting Matewan with Coal Country Tours to learn more about the mine wars. For Webb, the trip was humbling. She says Jefferson County is a different West Virginia than Mingo County. As basically a suburb of Washington, D.C., her home county has a different environment socially and economically. The same census report says Jefferson County has more than 50,000 residents with an 11% poverty rate. That's 6% less than the state average.
So it's a very different climate. It's a very different environment socially, economically, for sure. And so when I travel to this part of the state, I'm always struck by the differences in the eastern panhandle of the state versus the rest of the state. I'm humbled as a West Virginian by how we, you know, myself and Mingo Countyans, Wyoming Countyans, McDowell Countyans, we all hail from the same state, but we have such different views of our state. We have different challenges. We have a different perspective. We have different lives. In West Virginia, and it's all about where you're from. And in these communities in the southern part of the state, in the coal fields, it really is, I do feel, sometimes an alternate universe. And I'm so grateful to my fellow West Virginians for their their love for their state that allows them to live here and deal with these immense challenges that exist on a day-to-day basis with living in a southern coal field.
The only way you boys will take me out of town is dead.
The reenactment climaxes with a gunfight between the hired Baldwin Felts detectives and the union workers. The Mine War reenactment depicts efforts in the coalfields to unionize and demand fair wages and better working conditions. On June 25, 1938, 18 years after the showdown, President Roosevelt signed the Fair Labor Standards Act, which established minimum wages, overtime pay, record keeping, and child labor standards for private sector and government workers.
I think just their push and their fight to be treated well and to be treated like human citizens has translated into what we all enjoy automatically today without really a second thought.
No more heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky.
Along with organizing the reenactment, Donna Mae Paterino is also an actress who sings a gospel hymn after describing the death of her son, who died in the gunfight in the drama. Just as the song gives words of hope, Paterino, too, holds to hope for Matewan.
What a day, glorious day, that will be.
Matewan has so much to offer, and there's really you can just name a few small towns across America who have as much rich history as Matewan does. Very few and far between, and a lot of the small towns are no more. And we've got to hold on to our small town.
The reenactment is performed on the main street in downtown Matewan. Paterino has worked on the drama for 14 years and has been preaching every sermon she can in favor of an amphitheater.
We don't have to limit our shows to 8 or 10 a year. We can teach our history on a regular basis to our young people. We can bring music events in. We can do all sorts of things with an outdoor theater for our young people that we would no other way be able to do.
Paterino says the momentum of the Turn This Town Around project is igniting even more hope for the $300,000 amphitheater dream. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Matewan.